And now Blair Walsh to win the game. Snap, good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up. Good! Goodbye, Chicago! The Vikings win!
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen joined by Minnesota Vikings kicker Blair Walsh for the Xfinity Player Breakdown. Blair is 19 of 21 this year. He's hit 15 consecutive field goals. He has 5 game winners in his career and a Vikings team record of 3 overtime winners. He joins Game Plan now. A pretty good season so far, wouldn't you say?
I'm trying, PA. Trying.
And here comes Walsh to try and win it for a second consecutive weekend.
What's the feeling inside for you? Like specifically the last couple of games, when you see the game developing into something that may come down to your right foot, what's the feeling as you're running out there to kick a potential game-winning field goal?
Euphoric. I mean, that's what I want to do. That's what, you know, I came here to do is to help this team win. And, you know, when your team is 6-2 and you're trying to continue to put wins on the board, it's just a great feeling. And, you know, you don't want the game to always have to come down to you, and you'd like to beat opponents handedly. But when it does, you got to relish opportunity and embrace it.
To try and win it from 40 yards away, and Walsh has given the Vikings their 4th consecutive win.
What's the feeling when you get it, you nail it, and you're watching it sail through, and it wins the game?
It all happens so fast that, honestly, you don't even watch the end result of the kick. Once you know it's straight and it's, you know, staying straight for the duration, you kind of just get mobbed by your teammates, and, you know, it's awesome from that point on.
People began to wonder, is this the same guy that was so good in 2012? Well, ever since some of those questions came up, he's hit 14 in a row.
That preseason, 5 of 11, what happened?
You know what? We just weren't in a rhythm, and I didn't feel like I was hitting the ball very well. My confidence needed to continue to grow, and it wasn't growing as fast as it needed to. But right now, I feel pretty good about where I'm at. But, you know, second half of the season, this is where playoff teams separate themselves.
And you said that your confidence wasn't there. What's that mean?
You know what? Each season starts anew. Now, yes, you can draw on your past successes, but you try not to live in that realm. So, you know, each season starts at zero. And, you know, I just wasn't confident because I wasn't seeing the ball go in all the time. I let one bad game in the preseason kind of turn into another. And, you know, it took me a little while to get out of. But you know what? That's why it is preseason. So
you being a perfectionist and knowing you as well as I do, how did you get out of it? I mean, because I know it's probably something you thought about around the clock.
I really, really focused on my mental attitude going into every game. Just sort of the right guidance I needed to get my mental mind frame right for each game and to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to dominate any situation that happens today. And, you know, to believe in yourself and believe that you can do it. You're here for a reason, and you're one of the best for a reason. And, that's what I have to continue to believe.
Blair's working with a new long snapper this year. His name's Kevin McDermott after working all of his career with veteran Cullen Leffler. What was that transition like?
Kevin's a fantastic snapper, and I love Cullen to death, and Cullen had a great career here. You know, now it's Kevin's job, and he's done a great job so far, and he's learning how to be a really good cover guy, too, and, you know, we can't say enough good things about Kevin and the way he's, you know, long snap for us.
From what Blair's done to the coverage teams to just overall special teams, it certainly can be argued the Vikings have the best overall special teams in the National Football League. Mike Prefer is the special teams coordinator. How intense is he?
He's intense, but, you know, he's a good guy. So at the end of the day, he's never going to, you know, say anything that's not nice to you or unfair to you. And he's going to hold you to that standard, though, that makes you want to do great for him because he's such a good guy and he means well all the time. And, you know, he puts a lot of effort into what he does and, you know, you want to do well for him.
Today you kick against Sebastian Janikowski, who has kicked forever and at a very high level. Are you a Janikowski fan?
How can you not be? He's one of those guys who talk about a mental mindset. You know, he doesn't overthink anything, and he's been so good for so long, he doesn't have to. And so he goes out there and just is so reliant on doing what he knows how to do, and he's got that carefree attitude, and you kind of got to admire that.
U.S. Bank Stadium next year for 2016 as we open the new stadium. How excited are you to get back indoors?
It's exciting, but at the same time, hey, we're having a good season right now outside. So, you know, I'm going to relish the opportunity we have left outside to play this year. When we go back inside, it'll be a little easier. It's like bringing a house cat back into its natural dwelling. But hey, it'll be a beautiful stadium.